completely, utterly static music. This music would seem to be going nowhere, and it's a very different sort of music than anything we've heard in this course up to now. Debussy, my friends, is asking us a very different set of things than a German composer asks us. He's not providing us, for example, with harmonic motion. We're not hearing anything like this. Or conversely, anything like this. So he's not asking us to follow a harmonic progression and to perceive dissonance and consonance. Frankly, there is no tension or resolution at all in that part three in particular. We must perceive it as being all tension, or we must perceive it as being all resolution, one or the other. We are forced by Debussy. He is asking us to explore in a leisurely fashion the coloristic nuances within an almost stationary musical environment. It's as if we're standing within an environment and we're standing still and we're observing what's going on around us. That's what he's asking us to do, to observe, to enjoy the nuance, to notice the detail in what otherwise is a stationary musical environment, as opposed to what a German composer asks us to do. A German composer asks us to follow an ongoing narrative, and we are pushed forward by that composer by harmonic progression and melodic variation, contrast, and development. The Debussy is therefore completely different music, different constructively, expressively, aesthetically than traditional German, Austrian, Italian narrative music.